Iraq today ordered 5 human shields to leave the country after a dispute about where they should be positioned to prevent possible U.S. strikes. Hundreds of peace activists are now in Iraq, but Iraqi authorities have insisted they move only to locations the government has chosen. As NPR's Anne Garrels reports, these are not the sites many of the peace activists had in mind, and now dozens have chosen to leave, fearing for their safety and, in some cases, their integrity.
Back in Santa Fe, 46-year-old Bruce Fortner sent out petitions and joined anti-war protests. But he says that just wasn't enough. So in February, this lanky carpenter closed up shop and went to Baghdad to support civilians there. Fortner used money raised in Santa Fe to buy medicines for Iraqi children.
There were several, a couple different types of antibiotics, some antidiarrheals and stuff like that. It was pretty much 20-25 cases of medicines.
He wasn't sure how long he would stay in Iraq. He wasn't at all sure he wanted to be there during the war. And if he did stay, he wanted to work in hospitals or orphanages. But after 2 weeks of wrangling with the activists, the Iraqi authorities announced the human shields had to take up positions at oil refineries, water and electricity installations, and government communication sites. Fortner found the decision to leave Iraq was suddenly made very easy.
For me, it was pretty cut and dry. I mean, I just wasn't going to go to one of those infrastructures that there are those there who say that, you know, indirectly it benefits the Iraqi people because if there is a war, then they'll need these facilities in order to continue on, you know, to rebuild, blah, blah, blah. And I agree with that, but not enough that I would want to put myself at one of those sites.
Sue Darling had also wanted to be with Iraqi civilians in communities or schools to personalize the face of war by showing it will be ordinary people who are under attack. Iraq's choice of sites forced her to leave Baghdad, too. But this former British diplomat is anxious not to undermine the 100 or so colleagues who stayed on. She chooses her words carefully.
Because for myself, I felt that the direction the action was taking was not what I had personally come for. As I say, we all speak for ourselves on this. For me, it was more a direct humanitarian movement of being with civilian population, and it had gone in a different direction.
Darling made the long trip to Baghdad in a convoy of double-decker buses which traveled overland from London. She'd hoped she would be joined by thousands of protesters, instead of just the hundreds who've rotated through.
This is not really about human shields. This is about stopping the war. It started with the call for a mass migration to Baghdad in some ways, with the theory that if you had 10,000 people there, no government would be able to bomb 10,000 of its own citizens.
That mass migration didn't happen, and many of those who journeyed to Baghdad have grown increasingly uneasy as the Iraqi regime has essentially hijacked the peace movement. It decides where activists stays. It pays for their food and lodging, arranges transportation, and it now is dictating which sites the activists can protect. Some activists are just plain scared now that war may be imminent. Rick, who wouldn't give his last name, is a young social worker from London.
Things got more tense, so some people chose to leave.
He and others are camped out at the rundown Saraya Hotel in downtown Amman. This serves as the impromptu meeting point for foreign activists deciding what to do. Stay out or go in. The atmosphere is pretty tense. Flyers stacked on a table in the hotel lobby warn of the dangers. They advise volunteers of the chances of civic uprising, hostage taking, or being tried for treason back home. And as the flyer notes, after the war starts, it may be much harder to get out of Iraq than it was getting in. Sue Darling nervously pushes back her long, graying hair. She suspects time is running out, and she doesn't like her options.
And of course, I still have, to be honest, I'm still thinking of going back. I think we all have this dichotomy view the whole time. It's a very difficult decision to make.
Anne Garrels, NPR News, Amman, Jordan.